Okay, so Steve, in 1969, the Harlem Cultural Festival celebrated Black history, music, culture, pride, and fashion. Okay? Also in 1969, during the same summer as Woodstock, a different music festival took place 100 miles away. However, more than 300,000 people attended the summer concert series known as the Harlem Cultural Festival. Artists like Stevie Wonder, Nina Simone, Sly and the Family Stone, Gladys Knight and the Pips, B.B. King, Mahalia Jackson was even there, and many, many more. It was filmed, but after that summer, the footage sat in a basement for 50 years. 50 years. So the footage from the festival was never seen, largely forgotten until now, okay? So last night during the Oscars, the movie trailer for the documentary Summer of Soul dropped, and it's directed by Questlove, whose real name is Amir Questlove Thompson. Even though Summer of Soul centers around an amazing, I mean, amazing concert, this really isn't a concert film. It's not a concert film. This film is a celebration of Black pride, culture, and music. We're so proud of Questlove and his directorial debut. Summer of Soul will be in theaters and on Hulu July 2nd. So we'll all get a chance to share it and see it.
That's going to be great.
You know, man, I guess because Woodstock may have overshadowed it. Because, you know, Woodstock was...
So huge, Jimi Hendrix. First of all, white. All of it. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's
and we talking 1969.
Yeah,
yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
I mean, if you all really knew culturally what all was done that Blacks never got pressed for, never got any recognition for, it was crazy. And I'm not comparing this to the Kings of Comedy to that, but for the first 2 years, they never wrote a story about us. Really? So I can only imagine in 1969. In 69?
Can you believe it?
Oh, man. To have that lineup, Stevie Wonder, Nina Simone, Sly and the Family Stone, Gladys Knight and the Pips, B.B. King, Mahalia Jackson.
Wow.
You know.
And don't nobody know.
And don't nobody know.
Well, you got to understand back. Like in 69, theaters weren't showing a lot of Black movies unless they were Black exploitation movies. So something like this.
And I don't even know. I don't even think Black exploitation was out in 68. I think they hit in the 70s.
Those things, the theaters were segregated and a lot of Black people didn't go to. Major theaters, so that's one reason. And even the Watts festival wasn't as big as it should have been, which was in the 70s. You know,
I mean, when you think about it, it could stay in the basement that long.
Right.
Look, Black people didn't get on MTV till Michael Jackson released their Thriller.
Chew on that for a minute. 80s, right?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's crazy. Yeah. So, I can't wait to see it. I think it'll be great. I definitely want to see it.
Yeah. So again, it's going to be in theaters and on Hulu July 2nd. So we have this to look forward to.
And let me say something, man, to young people about stuff like this. Oh, that's old. It's all it was. Mm-hmm. It's all it was. Hip hop is new.
Yeah.
It may have been here your whole life, but hip hop is new. Hip hop wasn't born until the 70s.
And we went crazy when somebody Black was on television. There wasn't no Blacks on TV, no Black groups. I mean, there's only one outlet, maybe like, you know, Ed McMahon.
This is history.
Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan was the only person putting Black people on TV.
What?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Johnny Carson came along and did it too. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Mm. But so big ups again to Questlove.
Yeah, he directed the Oscars last night. Musical director of the Oscars, Questlove. Yeah.
Yeah, July 2nd, we'll look forward to Summer of Soul. All right, coming up next, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.